Hello, and welcome to Jazz Vignettes from the Hall. I am Fawn Fritzen. In this special series, music enthusiast Steve Gedrose explores the world of jazz from its roots to the present day. He breaks the fascinating, ever-evolving genre of jazz into easily digestible themes, backed up, of course, with plenty of music examples. In each episode, Steve will introduce you to musicians who were or are some of the key driving forces behind the evolution of jazz music. We recorded Steve's presentations live at the beautiful Old Fire Hall in downtown Whitehorse, Yukon. Annually, between October and April, Jazz Yukon presents 5 concerts as part of their Jazz in the Hall concert series. These events feature leading local jazz groups and are opened with a presentation by Steve, where he provides some background about the live music performed that evening. This time out, Steve takes a look at contemporary ambient music and the elements of jazz contained within it. Both composition and improvisation support the development of melodies and rhythmic ideas with small incremental variations, setting up a contemplative, relaxed atmosphere that allows listeners to travel deep into their own imagination. You will hear examples from the United Kingdom's Talk Talk and from Down Under, The Necks, both leaders of this understated style. Here's Steve to tell you more.
Hi, everyone. Welcome and thanks for coming out to Jazz in the Hall. We appreciate your support of live jazz in the Yukon. We'll be presenting Jenny House tonight, featuring Scott Maynard and Sam Gallagher with all kinds of guests. Please give it up for these fine folks. One of Scott Maynard's intentions for tonight's music is to explore the relationship between composition and improvisation, of form and inspiration. This statement led me to a couple of Jenny House's inspirations, or at least bands with a similar aesthetic, like Talk Talk from England and The Necks from Australia. While terms like post-rock, contemporary instrumental, avant-garde, minimalist and trance jazz abound, it's difficult to categorize this music. As Scott Maynard mentioned, local composer Daniel Jank uses the term comprovisation, which seems to be an accurate description of what Jenny House is doing a lot of the time. They are improvising around certain preordained structures, creating a blend of composition and improvisation techniques. One of the ways that this style of music is realized is by the statement of a very basic melodic and rhythmic figure, which may keep going for long periods of time. Gradually, microscopic changes and variations are introduced. This is subtle music, meditative and evocative, and the fact that it is primarily instrumental allows the listener to create his or her own pictures or landscape. Another word that is associated with this general style of music is ambient. The Merriam-Webster Dictionary defines this as music intended to serve as an unobtrusive accompaniment to other activities and characterized especially by quiet and repetitive instrumental melodies. That seems very apt. I'd like to give you some background about the musical group Talk Talk. They were an English rock band formed in 1981. Comprised of Mark Hollis, vocals, guitar, and piano, Lee Harris, drums, and Paul Webb, bass. They were together from 1983 until 1988. The group scored early hit singles before moving away from synthesizer-based pop towards more experimental music. They helped to pioneer what became known as post-rock. They achieved moderate success in Europe and the UK and with subsequent singles, and in 1988, they released their 4th album called Spirit of Eden, which was critically acclaimed, yet commercially less successful. Guy Garvey of the band Elbow has said, Mark Hollis started from punk, and by his own admission, he had no musical ability. To go from only having the urge to writing some of the most timeless, intricate, and original music ever is as impressive as the moon landings to me. Hollis has cited jazz and impressionist composers such as Miles Davis, John Coltrane, Bela Bartok, and Claude Debussy as major influences. The album Spirit of Eden is considered by some to be some of the most powerful and singular experiences in modern music. Released in 1988, it was written by Mark Hollis and producer, multi-instrumentalist Tim Freeze Green. Often working in darkness, the band recorded many hours of improvised performances that drew on elements of rock, jazz, classical, and ambient music. These were heavily edited and rearranged into an album in mostly a digital format. Critical reception has only grown over the years as the album's subtle emotional spaces reveal themselves over longer periods to be even deeper than originally suspected. I'd like to sample a portion of a song from that album called The Rainbow. This is number one, please, Jim. This is Talk Talk's The Rainbow from their Spirit of Eden recording from 1988. After the release of Spirit of Eden, there was much friction with the band's label, EMI, resulting in legal action and counter-suing. The band switched to the Polydor label for their final album, 1991's Laughingstock, recorded primarily with guest musicians. Mark Hollis released a solo album in 1998 before retiring from the music industry. The band's founding drummer and bass player, Lee Harris and Paul Webb, played in several bands together. Long-term collaborator Tim Freeze Green continued in the business as a musician and producer. Talk Talk saw a mild resurgence in their popularity after the band No Doubt covered their highest charting U.S. single, It's My Life, in 2003. Now I'd like to sample a track from Talk Talk's Laughingstock recording from 1991. This one's called Ascension Day. Singer Mark Hollis seems to channel the blue-eyed soul of Stevie Winwood or Sting on this track. Virtually ignored upon its initial release, Laughingstock continues to grow in stature and influence. Picking up where Spirit of Eden left off, the album operates outside of the accepted sphere of rock to create music that is both delicate and intense. Recorded with a large classical ensemble, it defies easy categorization, conforming to very few structural precedents. So this is number two, please, Jim. This is a song called Ascension Day. Ascension Day from Talk Talk's Laughingstock recording. Talk Talk continued to be praised as artists who did not cave in to the pressures of corporate and commercial interests. I'd like to switch gears now and discuss another band called The Necks. They were formed in Sydney, Australia in 1987. The original lineup of pianist-organist Chris Abrahams, bassist Lloyd Swanton, and drummer Tony Buck has remained stable, even though they all lead busy and highly different musical careers. The Necks' first album came out in 1989 on their Fish of Milk label. The reviews were enthusiastic, most people praising the group's ability to blend simplicity and experimentation. The next three albums played around with the format, integrating occasional guests, electronics, and more, but by the 1998 recording, piano-based drums, the recipe had become fixed. Some of their more recent recordings from the 2000s are comprised of one long track that flows through a variety of moods. Jeff Winston of London Jazz News described how each performance by The Necks begins with a blank page, which one of the trio will start to fill in to commence the journey, an uninterrupted set of around 40 to 60 minutes. There are no rules, no agreements about who will take the lead and about how the discourse will evolve. The only criteria that apply are those of their own impeccably high standards. Typically, a live performance will begin very quietly with one of the musicians playing a simple figure. One by one, the other two will join with their own contributions, all three players independent yet intertwined. As the piece builds through a subtle micro changes, the interaction of their instruments creates layers of harmonics and prismatic washes of sound that lead some to apply the genre trance jazz. Their live performances can be challenging for those expecting a conventional musical experience. Excerpts from the next recording from 1997 called The Boys were used as a soundtrack to an Australian filmmaker Rowan Wood's 1998 cult classic of the same name. When I first listened to this, I had particular feelings in mind. After I read about the violence contained in this film, I had an entirely different take. It took on a more menacing tone. See what it conjures up for you. This is number three, please, Jim. This is a track called The Sleep of Champions. Thank you. Sleep of Champions from The Boys, released by The Necks in 1998. Silverwater is a single hour-long piece, actually 1 hour and 7 minutes. Within that scope, it goes through multiple changes. Unlike a regular Necks piece, it would slowly build up from the smallest musical tidbit to an unsuspected climax. Silverwater constantly stops, shifts gears, and alters its course. Themes and instruments come in and out, and the drive of the piece ebbs and flows. The instrumentation is wider than usual, as this is a multi-track studio construct, not live in the studio at all. There's lots of percussion early on, occasional guitars, organ, and both acoustic and electric bass. This work described as a trippy musical journey through a sequence of moods carefully selected to keep you off balance. And yet, the duration/repetition aspect of the music remains a core element. A music reviewer is quoted as saying, "This is the Necks at their most reflective, utilizing their key tools of minimalism and repetition to create a gently trance-inducing piece of music. Though occasional bursts of intensity serve to stave off monotony, Silverwater remains a largely subdued affair." That it's so utterly engaging and so amenable to repeat listens is a testament to the undeniable skill of the musicians involved. So this is number 4, please, Jim. This is a piece from Silverwater. Thank you. From Silverwater, released by the Necks in 2009. And that's my brief look at ambient music. Thank you.
Given the kinetic energy of many jazz styles, it's no surprise this particular musical approach has also been called trance jazz. Filled with improvisation, the ideas unfold in a very relaxed manner, which is no bad thing in our world of ever-increasing stimuli. Everyone can benefit from the quiet contemplation offered by ambient music. We recorded this presentation in March 2018. This program was made possible by Jazz Yukon. Jazz Yukon is a volunteer organization that promotes and presents jazz in the Yukon through an annual integrated program of live jazz presentations and jazz education outreach. This episode was researched, written, and presented by Steve Gedrose. Live recording by Jim Holland. Script edits by David Sillery, Dieter Gade is our producer, and I am Fawn Fritzen. Thank you for listening.